The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
Please don't tell me another stip crashed somewhere.
No, when I said another Von Lange case, I meant that literally. The suspect's the great-grandson of Henry.
What on earth does Her Majesty's Government Communications Center want with me? I know nothing about engineering software or signal processing.
They have a secret tower for transmitting cryptic messages in Johannesburg, South Africa. It seems that someone tried to blow it up.
Lenora of Titan IV. By what authority are you claiming to be legal defense?
I've been assigned by the Supreme Court of Titan IV to represent Lord Lister.
The former Lord Lister.
The former Lord Lister, to ensure he gets a fair and legal trial.
I will have to verify these papers first, before we continue further in this matter.
I need no defending.
I agree.
Then you're not going to defend me?
No, Master. I'm here to free you.
And now, episode 115, The Borum Complex.
Set me free? You have made me laugh twice in the same day. Perhaps I shall keep you by my side. You could be my personal jester.
You doubt my abilities? Again, did I not convince the governor that I was your counsel? Did I not get a private meeting with you?
I concede that your skills of deception are admirable, but freeing me from this prison will take a lot more than playing a convincing role or well-forged paperwork.
Oh, really? Isn't that how Tony Simon freed you from Baldabar?
Yes, but Tony Simon is an experienced agent of the IDF. He is well known and respected within the system. Speaking of my old commander, did Drachmar have anything to say about him?
He offered me tea. I told him that I'd heard of such a beverage from a man from 310. He said his tea was from Tony Simon, and I said, the same for me. I told him about meeting you on the Raybell, and that's why I was given this assignment.
That's all very heartwarming. But did he say what the fate of Tony Simon was?
Only that he duped Agent Simon into believing that he was taking you to a rage sympathizer. I believe he's now incarcerated somewhere in this prison.
Pity. You don't have any plans to free him as well, do you?
No. Should I include him?
I think not. He should have made sure the governor was indeed a sympathizer, rather than my enemy. He is right where he belongs. Why the interest in him?
I don't really know. I suppose once I learned that he was actually freeing you, I gained respect for him. But if it's your desire to leave him here, it will be my desire to do the same.
Enough of him. This is about me. How do you plan to free me?
I will stress the importance that we give the appearance of a fair trial. I will ask for 3 days to prepare your case.
3 days? You expect me to sit in this stench hole for 3 more days? Get me out of here now.
I will ask for 3. He will respond no. And I will try to negotiate 1 extra day, again emphasizing the appearance of a fair and impartial trial.
And what will you do with this extra day?
My team's making final preparations and will be here tomorrow. If I can delay this mockery of a trial at least until tomorrow afternoon, we can execute our plan.
If Drachmar does not grant you the extra day, then what?
We'll shoot our way out.
Which would be a death sentence. Let's hope you get your extra day. Now, what is your plan?
Time is almost up. Wrap up your conversations.
Could I have just 2 or 3 more time units?
I think you've had too many already. This scum is going to be executed, no matter what defense you bring.
But...
Enough! Now leave.
I will continue my defense plan.
Now.
Go, Lenore of Titan IV. I will see you at the trial.
Yes, you will, for the last time. And then you will see all of your friends in Krull.
Good morning, Tony. I trust you slept well.
As well as could be expected. It's difficult enough to recover from a 6-hour time difference, but a 24,000 light-year difference is a different matter. So what do you have for me this morning?
Here's your ticket and some per diem cash.
Well, I must say, cash and a first-class ticket.
Don't get used to it. We're operating on the Government Communications Centre's budget.
And what sort of hotel accommodations have our friends at Hanslope Park provided?
Those arrangements are being made by Johannesburg. I'm sure they will be most accommodating. Now, Director Cage will be meeting with you after you check in with Q for your mission loadout. And Anthony, do try not to antagonise the entire galaxy this time.
I'll be on my best behaviour, Pennypacker.
We'll see about that. Call me as soon as you make contact with your counterparts in Johannesburg.
Yes, Mother.
Good morning, Agent Simon.
Good morning.
Off again, are we?
No rest for the weary, I'm afraid.
Agent Simon, I've been expecting you.
Good morning, Q. What sort of goodies have you for me?
Goodies? Please, Mr. Simon, I do not dispense goodies. If you like, I can see if one of the staff here has any ice lollies.
Actually, a cherry sounds rather nice.
Shall we get on with it?
By all means.
Per our standard operating procedures, you will not be issued with a sidearm for this mission as you are acting in liaison with the Communications Centre. However, we do have a few goodies, as you call them.
Cherry flavoured.
Please, Tony, this is serious. Try to be professional. Your first item is this ballpoint pen.
What every secret agent needs.
It operates as any normal pen would. However, turn the barrel counterclockwise, push it in, and you activate a GPS tracker. We can use it to track your movements through our satellite capabilities.
Is that all it does?
Please, Agent Simon, you're not 007. There's no poisonous gas or explosives.
Pity. Well, I do see it could be useful to track someone else.
These pens are rather expensive, Tony. We would like to have it back after your mission is complete. Now, it's rather sunny in South Africa, so you'll be needing a good pair of sunglasses.
Not exactly slimline, are they? I suppose they have a more useful purpose.
These are the latest in covert cameras. It's a 1080p HD ultra-wide-angle video recording pair of sunglasses with a micro SD card slot and 147-degree view angle.
And that's a lot of techno-speak for what, exactly?
By touching the side of your glasses, you can record video in high definition for up to 21 hours. To recover your footage, simply press here and place this card into your laptop's reader.
So far, you'll be able to track my movements and see what I see. Is there anything else?
You need to remove your belt, please.
I beg your pardon?
Your belt, Agent Simon. You'll be replacing it with this one.
Interesting. I take it these five small studs on the back have a special purpose.
We don't expect you'll have a need for this, but it is better to be prepared than sorry. The first three on the left can be pulled out. As you can see, these are three different lock picks, most handy should you find yourself handcuffed. I suggest you familiarise yourself with them before going into the field.
And the two on the right?
Be most careful with these. Squeeze them together and a very sharp double-edged blade comes out of the bottom. Useful should you find yourself tied by your wrists. Merely push them apart to retract the blade. Now, turning your attention to the buckle.
Does that open a compartment holding my extra cash?
No, it's a small transponder.
Is that really necessary? I'm already carrying a GPS pen.
On the flash drive in your glasses, you'll find an app that your counterparts can load onto their smartphones. It will allow them to track you on a map overlay. It might be handy should you find it necessary to give your location in secret. When you pull this tab over, a signal will be sent to any smartphone with the app.
So, no exploding shoes or rapid-fire umbrellas, just a pen, glasses and a belt.
I'm afraid so, Tony. Good luck on your mission.
Thanks. I think I'm going to need it.
Good morning. I hope you two slept well.
Yes, thank you. The hotel is very nice and the bed was quite comfortable.
I could have used a firmer place to sleep.
Aren't you sleeping on the floor?
Yes, but the carpet was too plush. The first night wasn't bad because I was so tired. Don't worry, I'll adjust to it. It's the price I have to pay for agreeing to this whole thing.
I haven't heard anything back from Interpol yet. How about your contacts?
Nothing yet. We're still going through immigration records to screen all Russians entering the country.
You might be wasting your time there. Dmitry is very skilled at getting in and out of places undetected.
That may be so, but I still want to check.
The lab came through for us. We have a possible manufacture model on the tire cast.
Really? That was fast.
This case is getting high priority treatment.
What do you have?
It's a vintage tire. The width and the tread were used extensively on Indians, possibly from the 60s.
That would be easy to narrow down. The Indian Motorcycle Company went out of business in 1954 and was brought back for a short time in the 60s. The third time around, the new owner built a Scout in 1968. There were only 250 of those built, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you seem to know your motorcycles.
Each year I take a month off and go touring. This year I rode for a month all around Norway. I'd love to own an Indian. They were really built for comfort.
If it's a rear bike, then there probably aren't too many places to get parts.
I'm familiar with a few chat sites on bikes. I ask around about getting parts here in Johannesburg.
I don't think Dmitry rides a motorcycle.
It stands to reason then that the bike might belong to his helpers. I don't think many people would risk riding around far away from Johannesburg on a bike that's hard to find parts for.
Peter, why don't you check motor vehicle registration for any motorcycles that would use a tire that matches our cost? Don't limit it to Indians.
Have you heard anything from the MI6 agent coming to help us?
Yes, Agent Simon will be arriving this evening. I have his flight information right here. Would you like to meet him at the airport? You can take him straight to the hotel.
Yeah, I can do that. The Brits must really be worried to send an MI6 agent.
Like I told you, the information about the small relay on the tower is classified. I take it that they use it for some type of spy activity.
You could bet they targeted that small transmitter for a good reason. In fact, it might have been the primary target.
So you don't think they meant to blow the tower?
I think the tower was a secondary target. Judging from the size of the charge and its position up high, they were more concerned with this smaller transmitter.
Well, I can see why you brought him, Soren. That is very useful information. Hopefully Agent Simon will fill us in on the details.
Based on my experience with the MI6, I wouldn't count on it.
Speak of the devil. Detective Lowe?
This is Director Cage, MI6. We're making final preparations for Agent Simon. Is everything in order on your end?
Yes, Director. We were just talking about his arrival. Agent Soren will be meeting him at the airport. They will be staying at the same hotel. Director Cage, we believe the bomb was planted specifically to destroy a small transmitter owned by your government. Now, it would help us immensely if we knew what we were dealing with.
I can assure you, Detective Lowe, I would share that information if I had it. We've been tasked by Her Majesty's Government Communications Center to investigate and return the unit to them for analysis.
I understand, sir. But my task is to find the individual or individuals responsible for this and to prevent a possible further attack. Every bit of information I can get will help us to that end.
I believe you will find Agent Simon most capable. He has been instructed to share whatever information he has with you. Agent Simon is acting on my behalf, so if you have any questions for me or the department, you can ask him directly.
Understood, Director Cage. Thank you for calling.
That sounded like a lot of hot air to me.
Diplomacy, Sam. We can accomplish much more with diplomacy.
I got your diplomacy right here. Or at least I would have if Soren hadn't taken my weapon from me.
That reminds me, Sam. Simon has worked with the IDF in deep space missions a lot. I'm sure he has dealt with Hungans in the past.
So,
some of them have not ended well for the Hungans. He might want to deal with you with what we call extreme prejudice.
Sounds like fun.
Ahoy there, Skipper. Any luck?
Two nice rock. Here you go. Tie up my bow line.
Aye, aye, Captain. You got it?
Yep, I could still lasso a piling with the best of them, but I don't think I'm ready yet for the Crisfield Docking Contest. What brings you down here?
Got a call from Mr. Holliday and O'Neill.
Oh, yeah? What's up?
Hand me the fish. I don't want you falling out of the boat and breaking a hip.
That's all right. I can always get a new one. So, what did they want?
They want me to go to Quantico for weapons familiarization.
And the problem is?
Well, it's a specialized one that may take over a week to complete. I just don't know if I can afford that much time off work.
They've already talked to you about working with Barnes, right?
Yes, under some special government grant, Barnes would be vetting all government applicants requiring a background check. I'd be doing some of the legwork and all of the paperwork.
Yeah, Barnes and paperwork. Two words that don't usually associate together.
They're going to have to give me a more definite timeline before I agree to training, though. To do this, I'd have to quit my job. They want me to start training in a week or so, and I just can't do that.
Well, Jim is still with Kate. I'm sure he'll be there until she's ready to be released.
We are going to see her before that, right?
Unless someone has told Jim, I don't think there's any way she knows that you are now aware of the IDF.
And aliens, Perriman, Hongans, and the whole mess.
Mess?
You know what I mean. Honestly, I hope she doesn't know. I want to see the look on her face when I stroll into her room at the alternate Mayo Clinic. You all right?
The look on her face. Will we even recognize the face?
I'm preparing myself for that. Her face will be different, but she'll still be bossy, eat salads, and run marathons. It'll still be Kate.
I know you're right, but that's my little girl.
Dad, she's your daughter, and like me, we're not little girls anymore. Kate is as tough as they come. She'll be fine.
I'm struggling with what to say to her.
Once she sees me there and realizes I got there by stip, you probably won't have to say anything.
Well, I guess you have a point there. Eventually, I'll have to say
just
something.
Just tell her you love her and will support her no matter what. Relax. You've always managed to say the right things to us, Dad.
You mean like the time you dyed and cut your hair? I didn't think you'd ever speak to me again.
Well, okay, most of the time you said the right things.
Thanks, Kelly. I'm going to need all the help I can get.
And I'm going to need to get these rocks cleaned. I'll start preparing the rest of the meal.
You got it.
Well, I see Q has finished with you.
Yes. I have a nice GPS ballpoint pen, a stylish pair of HD-ready glasses, and a very interesting belt. I trust I'll still be able to use my M19 laser pistol.
Yes, I've already shipped it to Mary Lowe, disguised as a child's toy pistol.
Well, it will be comforting to know I have at least one means of self-defense.
Well, I'm sure you'll find what Q gave you to be quite useful. I just spoke with Johannesburg, and Agent Sorin will be meeting you at the airport.
Sorin is meeting me?
Yes, I told you about him this morning earlier. Is there a problem between you two?
I don't think it's a problem, but we have crossed paths before. I closed a case before he could make an arrest.
You mean you collared his suspect?
Well, he was my suspect too. It's just that Sorin did all the legwork for me.
You two better play nicely together.
Not to worry, Director. However, I must insist that I will not share a room with a Hongan.
Sorin is rooming with him. I don't think you'll have to worry. Sam, as he is called, is depending on Sorin to make him a hero in his people's eyes.
Well, if he steps out of line, I'll ensure he becomes one.
Perhaps I was a bit hasty in sending that laser pistol ahead.
I'll mind my manners. What else did you cover in your discussion with them?
They are very keen on learning everything they can about the transmitter.
What did you tell them?
That it belongs to a different agency and we have no need to know. Our only task is to recover it and return here. Once that is accomplished, you will avail yourself to help them in their investigation. We need to know more about Borum's plans.
You mean you want to know if we're going to be in his crossfire?
Precisely. I'm sure they will press you for information on the unit they recovered. They feel the more they know about it, the more chance they will have to catch a Borum.
Well, since I didn't really know the full sense of the transmitter, I shouldn't have a problem. As a matter of fact, I'd like to know more about it myself. Any chance Her Majesty's Government's Communications Centre would enlighten me?
I doubt it very seriously. They usually deal with encryption and advanced cyber security. My suspicion is that it encrypts all communications from our government there and then beams it to a satellite, which in turn sends it to the center for decoding.
Or it's capturing all transmissions in the area.
We can speculate all we want, Agent Simon. Your mission is to recover it, send it back, and then assist in the capture of Dmitry Borum.
All right, then. I'd better get myself to the airport or I won't have a mission to worry about.
I'll be checking in periodically. In the meantime, direct your daily reports to Miss Pennypacker.
Are you certain Q can't provide me with a car?
You mean the one with an ejection seat and built-in machine guns? I'm afraid not, Tony. You'll have to deal with their bus system, I'm afraid.
Buses? I certainly didn't enjoy the last bus ride I took.
I see you've returned.
I have, Master Lister.
And you've made the proper preparations?
It's a work in progress, my lord.
In progress? You mean you haven't gotten a plan? I should have known.
I do have a plan, but the governor's making things very difficult, so we had to alter our original plan.
And who is we?
As I've told you, this will require outside help. It took me a while to find soldiers still loyal to you and not Zokar.
That name is an abomination to me. Speak of it no more.
Very well.
Did you get the extra time from the governor?
5 macro units remaining until we take him away.
I believe that answers my question.
This trial is senseless. I should hang him where he stands.
That would not be wise. The IDF is watching this very closely. They know he would never commit suicide. You would be soon hanging right next to him for unlawful death.
I suppose I can wait a few more hours. Be quick about your business. I'll be back soon.
5 macro units? Well, you succeeded greatly in your endeavor to buy me time.
It will suffice. The guard will escort you to the awaiting police transport. The driver and 2 or 3 guards are my people.
And the other?
He's one of the governor's guards. It will be his job to escort you to a holding area where I will shortly join you.
I do not like this plan so far. Once I am in the secure facility, there will be no way out.
That would be true, if you were going inside.
Now I'm beginning to like this plan. Continue, please.
On your way to the courthouse, my men will subdue the guard and inject him with a powerful drug we've developed. It keeps the subject alert enough to walk, but sedated enough that he won't be able to communicate.
And I take it that he will be wearing my prison garb.
And you'll be wearing a guard's uniform. One of my men will escort the guard sent to meet you to the holding area. It's there that I'm supposed to have 1-time unit to prepare my defense.
And I assume that you will never make it there. But I doubt this guard looks anything like me.
Because of your high profile, I requested that you be allowed to wear a death hood. The one I'll use to hang you in.
It is a comfort to know I won't be under that hood. How fitting if they rush to judgment and hang the guard before removing his hood.
This is the part of the plan that we have no control over. Our guard will do his best to get the fake Lister into the holding room without having his hood removed. Otherwise, we'd be discovered before making our escape.
Just how do we escape?
As soon as our guard gets out of the transport, we'll depart while he escorts the courthouse guard and the hooded guard. As soon as our double is in the room, our man will quickly depart and blend back into the population. In the meantime, we'll transport you 2 blocks to a faster transport, which will take you to an awaiting ship.
And just how do you expect to get a clearance departure?
The ship's an old cargo transport. I've bribed the captain.
It better not be Rogers again.
It's not. It's time to go. Your freedom awaits.
Kate. Hey, can you hear me? Kate, it's me, Jim. You're waking up.
Waking up? How can I sleep with you barking in my ear?
Welcome back. You've been out for about 8 hours.
And you woke me up just to tell me that?
Well, somebody got up on the wrong side of the bed.
It looks to me like I'm still in bed.
Hey, do you remember what I said to you after I woke up in this very hospital after being shot?
You mean mean your corny joke about you must be in heaven because you're looking at an angel?
Well, I didn't think it was very corny, but it's nice to know you can remember that.
I feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Well, hello, Kate. Good to see you awake. You have a couple of persistent visitors here to see you.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
Daddy, what are you doing here?
Someone would not quit until she got down here to see you.
Hey, sis.
Kelly. Kelly?
How will Kate handle her sister now that she knows everything? Will the Johannesburg crew accept Tony Simon, and will Lenora succeed in freeing Lister? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, A Gathering of Hawks.